Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing to all of you Firefox Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX and on the OTCQB under the symbol FFOXF. Now, I know a number of you are somewhat up to speed on Firefox, but we wanted to bring Patrick Highsmith, the chairman, on with us to provide a bit of a broad update here, really recapping where the company is with their numerous projects in Finland and also some of the work that is going to be planned. One thing to note, though, is that I am hosting a webinar with Patrick and the CEO, Carl, on Monday, September 13th, 1 p.m. Pacific time. I will post a registration link below to that webinar where you all can sign up for free and you do then have first access to the recording of that webinar. Also, you can send me your questions for Patrick and Carl to be brought up during that webinar. My email address is fleck@kereport.com. Now, Patrick, let's start off with the broad update or broad introduction to the company. This company was started back in 2017, IPO'd in 2018 with a focus in the Lapland Greenstone Belt in Finland. Take us through your main projects here, Patrick. How many projects do you have, or how many prospects do you have that will be drilled?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having us. Yeah, Firefox is a huge tenement holder, about 800 square kilometers of this prospective belt, Corey. And we have four prospects that are at the drilling stage, drill ready, permits in hand or immediately pending. And we've already been drilling and hitting gold on several of those, such as Mustajärvi, which we announced some results on yesterday. So four drill ready prospects, Corey, and behind that is an incredible conveyor belt of properties totaling about eight more, depending on how you name a project versus a target versus a prospect, let's say. But in that group of properties, again, up to 800 total square kilometers there. And those early stage properties are getting boot leather, they're getting prospecting, they're getting airborne geophysics and that sort of thing done. In total, we talk about a portfolio of 12 projects, and we'll be drilling on those four prospects I mentioned. All four of them we'll see drilling in the next sort of 10 months.
Well, Patrick, just speak to us briefly about why it's important to be in those greenstone belts. As we know, they're prolific in many other countries like Africa and even in Canada. But why is it important, the greenstone belt you're part of in Finland? And how could that be prospective on these different 12 properties that you have?
Well, two things I'd say about that question. First is, when I was at Newmont doing business development at Newmont a number of years ago, we look at the world's gold deposits, and quite frankly, orogenic gold, which is what tends to occur in these greenstone belts, a big word, it just sort of means a bunch of geological processes are building mountains there. And when that happens, you form these gold deposits. And orogenic gold as a class of deposits tend to be high grade, metallurgically favorable, and therefore yield good economic returns. So they're a good target for gold explorers and gold miners to be chasing. So that's first and foremost about greenstone belts. Now, they're not all created equal, however. This one in Finland, I first visited in 2003, as a matter of fact, was always known as a base metal district, and not much gold exploration had been done there. As that has sort of come in the last few years, as Finland opened up, and then as the mining law got more and more friendly, and then as the base metal explorers relinquished land, suddenly we had a greenstone belt in a great jurisdiction that was dramatically underexplored. So that's the other kicker in there. So we have highly prospective ground. We know how to go look for these gold deposits. We know they can be profitable. And this belt isn't in the deepest, darkest jungles. It's in the north of Finland, a great jurisdiction, and it happens to be quite underexplored. So hence, Firefox's birthing was designed and aimed at this gold rush in this part of the world.
So, Patrick, when it comes to the four, let's call them priority prospects and projects here, what's some of the past work that's been done on any of these? Essentially, what stage are these at? I understand they're drill ready, but how much historic work has been done? What are you guys working off of to generate these targets?
We have sort of something there for everyone. In the case of Mustajärvi, a company called Outokumpu, the Finnish national company, drilled the first holes there in the 90s, and we inherited a good database there, and that project had about 12 holes, a measly 700 meters, but a bit of drilling, most of which hit some high-grade gold, Corey. So that was what we'd call the first indications of a gold system. It was a drilling stage project when we got it, okay? And we've added to that about 6,200 additional meters. And these last two holes, of course, are everyone's favorites because we have two here recently that had 150 gram meters in them and high grade at that. So that's one extreme. When we move along to a project like Sarvi, which is to the north of Rupert Resources, we adjoin Rupert there at their Area 1 discovery at Sarvi. At Sarvi, there's been no drilling on the main property. There's a drill hole to the west that the Geological Survey of Finland drilled some years back that had over 3 grams in it. And there's been sampling, Corey. So that one's had GTK, Geological Survey of Finland, studies done. So there's a large database. We picked up the property, came with a lot of historic data, but no drilling. But that's really greenfields exploration, but in the sense that it's near a discovery, an emerging discovery, it's, you know, kind of feels like you're in a mining neighborhood there and there's some data. There just hasn't been much drilling. And then if you shift to the south, to our Kaatiavaara prospect down on our huge Yesio project, we announced results there this summer as well. First three drill holes ever, Corey. Nobody had drilled within kilometers of there. And it's 200 meters off the highway. Spectacular access. We had gold in boulders and outcrop ranging between 2 and 10 grams per ton at surface, and nobody had ever drilled it. So yes, greenfields exploration, first drilling. But you can drive right to it, 15 minutes from the town of Sodankylä, and 200 meters off the highway. There is certainly remote greenfields exploration where we're hiking through the bush here. But those four prospects that are drill ready, they have historic data from the Geological Survey and previous explorers. And in the case of Mustajärvi, some reasonable drilling that identified the first gold.
Well, just as you move forward and the market anticipates some more drill hits like you had yesterday at Mustajärvi, what will the balance of the drilling be across the four projects, Patrick, and how many meters do you expect to drill through the balance of the year?
Well, Shad, clearly when you drill 150 gram meters, you're going to go back there. So Mustajärvi will see the drill arriving in early October. And what we're doing there with our technical team is working out closely spaced follow-up around that high grade that we've just reported. So in other words, high grade doesn't tend to be super continuous, right? So you want to stay close to home, maybe 20 meter step outs, but we'll certainly do some deep drilling there as well. So Mustajärvi will be developing what we call the high grade zone. And we've got new targets at Mustajärvi as well, 600 meters away that we just announced last month. They were also pretty encouraging. So a little bit of a mix at Mustajärvi, right next to the high grade, developing the high grade zone there, growing it hopefully, and then testing a target where we've just put the first hole into it a few hundred meters away. On the other projects, as I mentioned, Sarvi will see its first drilling ever. And that's dependent upon the work we're doing right now, Shad. We've just done trenches out there. The rocks are in the lab. We're going to do till sampling. These projects are often covered by glacial sediments that you have to sort of drill through to sample the bedrock underneath. And those results are still pending, so we don't know how much meterage the Sarvi project will get. But given its address right next to Europe's most important gold discovery in many years, we expect Sarvi will see a reasonable proportion of the program. Similarly for the other occurrences down at the Yesio project I mentioned. Earlier stage, but we definitely have strong targets and indications where the gold is. So in total, we're fully funded to drill about 8,000 or 9,000 meters of core here, Shad. So we will divide that up pretty heavy on Mustajärvi, but all four of these projects will see some of that. And of course, where we go from there will be dependent upon results. And the good news is we don't need money to get busy drilling.
All right, well, we'll save the rest of the information on some of these projects and prospects for the webinar. But just a quick comment on this Lapland Greenstone Belt. There are some well-known companies, both explorers and larger companies within this belt. What can you tell us about this Lapland Greenstone Belt and who it's owned by? Who are some of your neighbors?
The prospective ground in the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt is controlled by four juniors and two majors. If you look around the world at greenstone belts, you normally see just a checkerboard of you know, a dozen or more companies. And that happened because we had early movers who acted aggressively. The major companies are names we'd know. B2 and Agnico Eagle both have land holdings in their own name. And Agnico, of course, operates Europe's largest gold mine in the Lapland Greenstone Belt at the Kittila mine. And B2 is a significant explorer. Now, Kinross is invested in the belt and has acted in joint ventures, but they've not taken up ground under their own name very much around the belt yet. The juniors, of course, everybody knows Rupert Resources, what a great discovery they've had. Orion Resources, our friends there at Orion have been active in the belt for since 2015 or so. Ourselves, Firefox Gold, of course, and S2 Resources, a Mark Bennett-led junior out of Australia that sort of split itself between nickel and gold. So those are the names you need to know. And we've got this great new discovery by Rupert that sort of put things on the map in a big way last May.
Well, Patrick, as you move forward, just remind the listeners, what kind of money do you have in the treasury to fund some of these upcoming drill programs?
We completed a financing in the late spring, early summer, and we've got about $3.5 million Canadian in the bank right now. And we put most of our money into the ground drilling. So that's what we'll be drawing from. And the share price has performed well since some financings previously. And so there's certainly some warrants out there that your followers and listeners will see. And a lot of those warrants are in the money. So that could change the game. And based on results and future action there could be a top up to the treasury from in the money warrants.
All right, quick comment on the share structure too. About 100 million shares outstanding on a fully diluted basis, about 146 million. I'm seeing here that management owns about 11%, retail at about 30%. You guys have a lot of institutions and other, let's call them larger shareholders of the company. Can you take us through a couple of the bigger ones, please?
Yeah, you know, since we founded the company, we found like-minded folks who knew this belt was prospective when we put institutional shareholders in there, even when we were financing as a PriveCo, Corey. But today you'd see our largest shareholder is Crescat Capital out of Denver, and Quentin Henney and I go back over 20 years and working with Quentin regularly, discussing these great results when they come out. So Crescat, very important, came in about 14 months ago. SSI Asset Management out of Zurich, again, fantastic group that is holding about 9.9% of the company. Mike Gentile out of Quebec, a very sophisticated mining investor, also a significant shareholder. Interestingly, Finland's only gold and silver fund, Zenito, is a significant shareholder of Firefox as well, sitting at about 5%. So great shareholders who kind of know what it takes to go find gold, Corey, and that's why we like working with them.
All right, final question, then we'll get you out of here, Patrick. But please just provide a little background on primarily yourself and Carl, the CEO.
Indeed. Carl is a businessman. Carl's an economist. He's really a hard currency kind of guy. We first met when he was a precious metals investor in 2005. Very serious, focused on hard assets like gold and silver, and based in Tampere, Finland, and has had some success in sort of the tech side of things before mining. And he's been running a private prospect generator in Finland now for about 15 years. So that was his entree to the mining business in Finland before becoming CEO of Firefox. Myself, I'm technically trained. I'm a geological engineer and geochemist by degrees, but over 30 years in the mining business, about half of that, you know, sort of purely technical in exploration and operations and business development for companies like Rio Tinto, BHP, and Newmont. But more recently, I've been sort of putting together junior companies and building teams, and I've worked for some junior names that some folks may have heard of. I was a founding CEO of Lithium One. Had a lot of success there a while back. And since then, Bellhaven Copper and Gold, for instance, and a few others. And I'm also CEO of Timberline Resources working in Nevada. So kind of a geologist who's worked on a bunch of different commodities for about 30 years.
All right, Patrick, we're wrapping it up here. But again, that webinar happening on Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. You can sign up below by clicking that link. And also send me, please, any questions you have for Patrick and Carl for that webinar. My email address, again, fleck@kereport.com. Patrick, thank you for the update. We'll chat again on Monday.
Thank you, Corey. We're looking forward to it.